Here with USA Today's Jared Bell. Jared, we've been talking to a lot of national media members this week about Broncos owner Pat Bowlen and his Hall of Fame credentials. What do you feel like his lasting impact has been, not just on the Broncos, but in the NFL in general?
I think if you go back to the mid-90s, when Fox came in as an NFL broadcaster, that really kind of changed the game. Not only just from the broadcasting perspective and from Fox's perspective as a network trying to, you know, get footing in the American culture, if you will, but it also just really kind of made the NFL's revenues soar. So it changed the game from that standpoint. I think that's probably the most impactful single episode that you can point to with Pat Bowlen. Now, he's also built a great franchise, one of the NFL's signature franchises. They've won Super Bowls. So Pat Bowlen's impact on the game is very strong.
I know you're on the Contributors Committee. Mr. B's been knocking on that Hall of Fame door. You feel like this might be the year for him?
It's really difficult to predict this year versus next year or the year after, but it does feel like it's more a matter of when as opposed to if he gets into the Hall of Fame. I think he has that much respect. And when you talk about the contributors, there's only a limited number. And when we've changed our process in recent years to actually include one or two contributors every year. And I think that helps in that the contributor candidate doesn't have to compete against players. But there's still a crowded field when you get to the contributors as well. And we're talking owners, we're talking general managers, and other people who have contributed to the game, commissioners, you know, like Paul Tagliabue has been in the discussion multiple times in recent years. So Bowlen is definitely near the top of that list, and I think it's just a matter, really, of when it finally happens.
You feel he's got the credentials, though, clearly.
Oh, no question about that. And I think if you talk to other NFL owners, his, you know, legitimate peers in the NFL, they point to him as really being, you know, a beacon for what they did in the league, and other owners have kind of modeled some of the things that Pat Bowlen has done.
How do you think he was able to establish the, you know, a marquee franchise like you mentioned?
Well, I think a lot of it comes with winning, but, you know, and I know the Broncos had a history in the 80s for sure, in late 70s, where they would get to the Super Bowl and then they wouldn't quite get it done, and even into the 90s too. But point being, he built a franchise that was positioned to compete. It had sustained success. A great fan base helps, but you know, you attract a great fan base, you develop a great fan base by consistency, you know, on the field. And so the Broncos were able to do that, even though they didn't always win the Super Bowls. They were able to kind of be in the hunt, be on the NFL map. And I think that's really kind of, from, you know, the franchise development standpoint, the thing you look at and say, okay, we're going to you know, sustain this success. So, and he's first class. And sometimes that's what it takes to attract people like your coaches, your people who are running the operation. So Pat Bowlen kind of had that covered as well.
Winning always came first with Mr. B. Jared, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Okay, Phil. Thanks.